Hello and welcome back to Everyone Here's Extinct with me, Rhea Patel, the podcast where I talk about animals that are now extinct. Sometimes these animals seem really nice and fluffy, other times they will become the source of your nightmares. Today's animal's quite capable of becoming the source of your nightmares for like a week. We will be talking about what this animal looked like, how it lived, and how it eventually went extinct. Without further ado, let's talk about the terror birds. Terror birds were a genus of large flightless predatory birds. They lived during the Paleogene period, about 62 million years ago, which is around 3 million years after the dinosaurs went extinct. They lived in South America before North and South America merged together and became one continent. But after the two continents merged, it created one of the greatest mass migrations between two continents, called the Great American Biotic Interchange. Bit of a mouthful. And that was about 5 million years ago. And so we know that this interchange happened and mammals came to South America and terror birds moved up to North America because of carnivorous mammal fossils in South America around that time. Right after the Great American Interchange, some species of terror birds moved up to North America as well. A bit about their lineage. So terror birds are direct descendants of dinosaurs, and particular theropods are like T-Rexes and those types of dinosaurs where they had like short, stubby little arms and like long legs. That being said, they are still a type of bird. And the reason why birds survived the KT extinction, the extinction that wiped out the dinosaurs, is because they could fly and they didn't get as impacted by the asteroid. Terror birds, however, became flightless after the KT extinction because there was a niche open for becoming apex predators since all the dinosaurs were wiped out. I find it really interesting how, even though that they aren't technically dinosaurs, how much they like vaguely resemble T-Rex and other dinosaurs because of like their giant heads and like small little arms and long legs, and the fact that they're all carnivorous and eat essentially anything that's smaller than them. They're a part of the family called Phoraceracidae, which means bearer of scars. That name came about in the 1880s. This genus diversified into at least 25 different species. It's possible that there were more species that we haven't discovered yet and that we didn't even know of. And their closest modern-day relative are the Sariema, which is a small species of carnivorous birds that live in South America. Some of their other relatives include parrots and falcons. So terror birds were about 10 feet in length and over 1,000 pounds for like the larger species of terror birds. And then some of the smaller species were around 3 feet tall, so like large disparities in size. The size of the skulls for like some of the larger species was around the same size as a horse skull, actually, which is around 2.5 feet long. And Titanus, one of the larger species of terror birds, is actually the largest species of bird ever. Terror birds, like I mentioned earlier, were apex predators, and they didn't have any natural predators in South America for that long period of time before North and South America converged. After the convergence, some of the species moved to North America where they'd get hunted by the predatory mammals that lived in North America at the time, like lions, saber-toothed tigers, bears. It's hard to imagine that terror birds and bears lived at the same time. Like some animals that are still around today lived at the same time as some of the animals that are extinct. Terror birds also, for the first time, had competition in their prey because in South America, they were the only, not necessarily the only ones, but the apex predators in South America for all the prey on land, and so now they finally have competition, which wasn't too good for them. They mostly preyed on mammals, most mammals in South America before the Great American Exchange were herbivores, so not much competition for them. A lot of their prey consisted of small horses. That was like after the migration, rodents and other birds. They'd eat anything that was smaller than them and that they could hunt. Not very picky eaters. The way that they hunted their prey was actually very interesting, because we know that the bones in their skull are totally fused, so they had really strong bones, and that allowed them to use their beaks as axes in order to kill their prey, like whack their prey with their beak and crush them type of ways. It's also theorized that some species might take their prey and like whack it on the ground a bunch in order to knock it out. The way that this theory came about is because the Sariema uses this technique to knock out their prey. And the way that the species would actually hunt their prey depends on like the type of species it was and like their physical qualities. Some of them were faster and more agile and would chase their prey and outrun it. Others were slower and they would rather ambush their prey and wait to attack it. Eventually, they did go extinct. Obviously, there aren't giant birds running around South America. They went extinct about 2.5 million years ago. Although it is debated that certain species survived until 20,000 years ago, which it's a very debated topic. But most sources say that they went extinct 2.5 million years ago. And this had two major causes, one of them being climate change and them not being able to adapt as quickly, and the other being the fact that they actually had competition and kind of starved to death because they weren't able to adapt as quickly. However, if these birds were still alive, or like if they never went extinct, what I think would probably happen is that they'd like remain apex predators, especially in like South America, possibly North America as well, until early humans would be able to develop technology, hunting technology like bow and arrows, eventually guns and artillery and all that stuff to hunt the animals. And so many people in ancient civilizations and also present day would want to hunt them due to it being a giant bird and a great opportunity for food. And also just bragging rights. Hey, I killed a giant monstrous bird. Look at me. I'm better than you. Like that sort of thing. And it would be a test to warriors' abilities in like ancient civilizations. Kind of like the way that gladiators would fight lions in arenas for entertainment. It's possible that some ancient civilization would be like, hey, you gotta fight the giant monster bird so that we are all happy. That sort of stuff. And they'd be highly popular in myths and folklore. Sort of like how in ancient Greek myths, how Hercules fought a lion. Someone in South American myths or folklore would have fought a terror bird, like something along those lines. And eventually their populations would go down because the rise of human infrastructure and everything, and us probably hunting them for game all the time, would dwindle their population severely. Now we're gonna compare them to the modern day ostrich, to like see some of the similarities and differences between birds back then and birds now. So they're just still alive. So ostriches are about 6.9 to 9.2 feet tall for males and 5.6 to 6.6 feet tall for females. They weigh around 140 to 320 pounds and can run up to 43 miles per hour, although there's some reports of them running up to 60 miles per hour. Their lifespan is around 50 years, and they live a lot more of a nomadic lifestyle where they'll run where the food is and there isn't like really any particular home base for them to go back to. Their diet consists of roots, flowers, some fruits, small tortoises, lizards, insects. And in terms of their relation to terror birds, although they look quite similar, like if you look up a picture of terror birds, some species look quite similar to like ostriches and emus and those types of birds. They're not actually that closely related. Ostriches are from the clade Palaeognathae or Palaeognaths, and terror birds are from the clade Neoves, which those are the two groups of modern birds. Most all of them fall into those two groups. But the fact that terror birds are a part of the clade Neoves means that they're more closely related penguins and eagles than they are to ostriches and emus. So to compare ostriches to some terror birds, ostriches and like some of the larger species of terror birds were about the same size. Ostriches at their tallest are just over 9 feet tall, whereas terror birds at their largest were around 10 feet tall. So terror birds are like slightly larger, but you're close enough. Neither of these species could fly. However, the Sariemas can fly, but they just prefer not to. Just like ostriches and terror birds do, they use their wings as balance rather than for flight, which I don't understand. If you can fly, why wouldn't you? They don't because it's not necessary. They're prey on the ground most of the time. Most species of terror birds were slightly faster than ostriches, their average speed being around 60 miles per hour, whereas ostriches run around 40 miles per hour. Terror birds can hear lower frequencies than most birds can, around 2,800 hertz. We know this because of the bone structure in their ear, and this meant that they would also have deeper voices. To like picture 2,800 hertz, the adult human man tend to speak at around 100 to 120 hertz. That's generally like how deep in the frequency their voices are at. Our hearing is most sensitive between 2,000 and 5,000 hertz, so they can hear around the same amount that we can. Because their hearing was at a lower frequency, it's also very likely that their voices were deeper than most birds are, and ostriches also speak at a lower frequency compared to most birds, so that's something the two have in common. Ostriches are omnivores, and they primarily eat plants, whereas terror birds, as far as we know, were primarily carnivorous. However, the Sariema, while it is also an omnivore, they do eat many more animals than they do plants. Their diet consists of like some small plants, lizards, frogs, rats, and other birds. Some fun facts about birds, dinosaur-related birds. I guess all birds are related to dinosaurs, so. Like I said earlier, terror birds were descendants of theropods, but the closest modern-day relative to the T-Rex, the most famous dinosaur of all, their closest modern-day relative are actually chickens. Don't tell a T-Rex that. They're going to be so disappointed. Like, hey, you're like a really big, strong beast. Everyone thinks you're the king of your time period. You turn into a chicken. We turn you into chicken nuggets. Like, they're going to be so disappointed if they ever found that out. Like I briefly mentioned earlier, fossils of terror birds were first discovered in Argentina in the 1880s. And that's where the name Forest Arachidae came from. Thank God someone in the 70s dubbed them terror birds because can't say Forest Arachidae all the time. Terror birds just rolls off the tongue a lot easier. And a high schooler and his friend from Argentina discovered the skull of a terror bird genus called Kellenkin in March of 1999. So a teenager around our age discovered the skull of one of the largest birds to have ever lived, which is really cool. And that's about all the time I've got for today's episode. We talked about the rise and fall of terror birds and compared them a bit to some modern day species of birds. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope I haven't given you a fear of birds. If I did, I apologize. Be sure to check out our other content at fhntoday.com. I'm Rhea Patel. This was Everyone Here is Extinct. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a nice day.